K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADO Mobile 8 monitoring 24.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good morning, KC8YZF.
KC8YZF from KADO. How you doing? Where you headed?
Well, I am headed up to Walmart to pick up some prescriptions. And then I'm headed out to Harry Brown Airport for our club's auction this morning. And then after the auction at 2 o'clock, I am doing a project build.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll be out there this morning for a bit just to socialize, see what's going on. I don't have anything to bring. I didn't find out about it until too late to go searching to see what I could offer the club, so it's one.
Yeah, I got some radio throw into the pot this morning, see if I can get out of my basement and get rid of a little bit of clutter to do that. And then, like, it's at 2 o'clock. We're doing a coax tester project build. I've got all the parts before, and Rick, KCAGOA, printed the cases that we needed, and I've had them, been sitting on them for a couple of months. So I said today everybody will be out there, so it'll be a good day to do it. I've got enough supplies to do 10 builds, so if we get over 10 people, I have the instruction sheet to give people and the link to the video to build their own. On their own time, and some may want to just do that on your own, pick up the sheet, so we'll do that. It'll be another long day.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that'll be good for the club. That'll be good for the club. I'm glad to see those kind of activities. Well, I'll see you in a bit. We're going to get rolling here. KCAY.
KC8YZF, KC8. All right. Well, we'll see you out there. KC8YZF monitoring.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
K KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADO, mobile 8.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Whatever you're testing sounds good. KADO.
K8DO. KA9SXH. Terry, we talked the other day. Hi, Doc. And I am located in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Currently by me it is a beautiful day. It is sunny, 84, I guess. And I haven't seen a cloud in the sky all day. Actually, not even a jet trail. So currently out in my backyard manning the picnic table. Enjoy. How about you? KA9SXH.
KA9SXH. Hi, Jerry from KADO. Well, we were at a little club outing until just a few minutes ago. Our annual sale of all of the donated and surplus gear of every kind, the radio, what have you, gift baskets, what. But so we're headed home now at the moment. So that's how my morning has gone so far and day has gone so far. Go ahead.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in
Look at that. Oh, well, so far as this morning, I got my dog walked. That was 2 hours, and did a little yard work. Nothing real heavy duty. Had all my grass cut the other day, so currently just enjoying. Got a computer open in front of me, doing some radio stuff, and pretty soon it's going to be time to update my HTs. That's kind of a different story at all. That's a Windows computer. Not a Windows fan, but that radio is DMR, and that's all of the programs you used for doing that are Windows, and I haven't figured out how to make it work on Linux, and or I haven't run across anybody a lot smarter than me that knows how to do it, and I could copy them. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, very good. Well, I can't help you there. I speak Windows a little bit, just enough to get myself in trouble. And Linux, I know of, and that's about it. I know a few Linux Unix commands, like grep and so on, basically what they do, but that goes way back, oh my goodness, back into the 70s, which was before Linux, but using Unix, and in industry. We had some of the very early computers for monitoring inventory and for actually running machinery, so I did have some experience. PDP-4s, I think it was, 5s, PDP-4, PDP-5, somewhere in that. Might have been as late as a PDP-7 when I left the corporation. I've forgotten everything I knew. Obviously, I didn't know a whole lot. K9S6HK deal.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association.
No good, Doc. Well, that's just fine. You forgot it all because in those years, it changed just a tad, all of it. And for what I do, it works just so much better. And I can't quite say that about Linux, about Windows. And the reason I left Windows was endless looping, unrepairable updates that would render the computer useless, pretty much. So I don't miss Windows a bit, and I do all of my stuff on Linux. It's right in, except for the programs that do my DMR radio. And DMR radios, to the best of my knowledge, all of them need to visit their software, whether that is Windows or something else. It probably is Windows. At least once per time, unless you do a hard reset and it has to revisit. But there is a few key settings in there that you need to do with a hook to a computer to make DMR work, as far as I know. And with the radios I have, that is definitely the case. But anyway, like I say, absolutely beautiful day here, and fine business on the club event there. And actually, last month, about a little over a month ago, I attended a club function here, which I do once a year. It's a local two-repeater club picnic, and it was excellent. I totally enjoy putting names and faces together, and not only that, but we've got all the kids running around, etc. Naturally, each one of them has a FRS radio in their hand. It's a radio. Back to you, KA9SXH.
KA9SXH, KDO. All right, yep, know what you mean. That's a good. Well, we're warm here. It's, 83, and this truck, the AC's not working on, so with the sun beating down, I had to raise the windows to hear you. A little warm in the cab, so I'm probably going to give up here and put the windows back down. You take care. Have a good day there, my friend. We'll look for you again. K9SXA, K8DO. Cheerio.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Well, good, Doc. Excellent timing. I get back to what I was doing here. Daylight's burning. And on the AC, yeah, the last work truck I drove, AC quit working, and it wasn't too long after that it had to be repaired for sure. Because it was, of course, on that thing, it was all one big belt, really big belt, big diesel engine. And what happened was, after not working for a while, the AC compressor froze up, the pulley stopped turning, peeled the belt off right away, and well, it had to get fixed. Truck had to run. Without that, wouldn't work. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. K9SXH.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Oh, station call. I didn't quite catch that. This is KA9SXH. Terry.
I don't know if it's my antenna or what, but the repeater is going, the signal on my end is going up and down. Of course I am in my end, KCHDSL.
I copy KC8VSO. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that. And the call here is Kilo Alpha 9 Sierra X-ray Hotel. KA9SXH. I'm located in New Berlin, Wisconsin. So you're coming through to my picnic table in my backyard. How about that? This is Terry, KA9SXH.
kind of scratching into the repeater here. I probably am too. And could I hear telephonetically, please?
I am in Wisconsin. That is correct. So, I am accessing this repeater that we are speaking on via Echolink. Just to clarify that a little bit. and that is, of course, due to this repeater's fine business Echolink connection. But at any rate, you are scratchy into the repeater, yes. So if there's an RF thing, it's on your end, I bet. And once again, New Berlin, Wisconsin. It's part of Milwaukee. Okay, A9SXH, Terry.
Okay, you had me excited there for a minute. I thought maybe we were getting some propagation going. That would be pretty incredible for me.
I agree totally. And I always get a kick out of it when somebody comes on this repeater and asks for a signal report, and I say that. but anyway, by me currently it is sunny and 83. I don't think I've seen a cloud all day. So it's a great day here. Back to you.
Yeah, QRP is definitely on my end. QRP. I'm sorry. The noise is probably on my end. I've been a ham for a while, but I'm still learning a lot of things. Anyway, I'm going to back out because that was totally unreadable on my end, and it is my fault. I am in the sticks. Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Fox, Top Lima, clear.
All right, I copy KC8DFW. KC8DFW. Got it that time. And I am constantly learning things myself. And my wife just educated me a tad, and there is some clouds in the sky right now as we speak, and I said there wasn't. For now, you take care. Oh, by the way, that last transmission was pretty good on your end. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is K-A-9-S-X-H.
You're copy in Wisconsin.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.